Blog Talk Radio. Hi.
Welcome, welcome. This is Frodo the Sentries in Block Talk Radio. And tonight we're going to have a good show. You know why?
Why?
Why? It's because we're going to talk about menopause. You're going to have a good show.
Yeah, let's discuss this topic. But first, let's give our disclaimer.
Disclaimer? Yeah, the fast disclaimer would be anything that we say, anything that we say is not an FDA approved. You know, we're not saying that it's going to, prevent or cure any diseases. So we're good with that. But we're going to have our guest, a weekly guest for tonight, Aubrey Luke, and I was just waiting for her to dial in. I think she's not there yet, but we'll 1 second. It's kind of hard to, I'm trying to operate this actually on a mobile phone, and the studio, the switchboard actually looks kind of funky, to be honest with you, but. So, are you excited to be talking about whatever you're going to talk about tonight?
Yeah, I think we're going to talk about some PMS and menopausal things. And, maybe we're going to be able to reach our listeners that may have these questions or concerns.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they're experiencing these. They might, maybe based on what we talk
right.
about on our show, they might want to contact their doctor and discuss with their doctor what they may be feeling, because
mm-hmm.
they may just be feeling like things just are not right. They might not know why, and maybe this show will help them. So this show, it might be about 30 minutes, 45 minutes. So, we are excited about this show, see what we can talk about and see what we can help people with.
I think we're still on. Yeah, keep going.
All right. So, so let me know when you... Okay, our guest Aubrey is on.
Trying to get her in the thing.
All right.
So...
Yes. So we are going to be, like I said, we're going to be talking about what you may be feeling, or maybe it's not you. Maybe it's not you're feeling this, but maybe your loved one is feeling this. Maybe you're noticing some changes in your loved one's attitude, or like maybe what they're experiencing. And sometimes when you are, experiencing different things in your body, you might be tempted to get scared, but once you know what it is, it helps you to deal with it. So this is also why we are going to cover this.
All right. Without further ado, I think we'll have Aubrey. Aubrey, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone.
Hey.
Hi, Aubrey. So
hey there. How
are
you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing amazing.
Good.
Doing really good
here. So we went through the FDA disclaimer, and we didn't get to the part about, I believe it's GMP, that any supplementations we might be talking about found at Shopaly.com. That's Shopaly.com. The exclusive product. They don't have FDA approval, but is it correct that they have a GMP, good manufacturing practices?
Absolutely, yeah. So all the products through Shopify, which we're talking about this evening, are GMP approved. What that means, it stands for good manufacturing practices. So as you know, supplementation and vitamins are not regulated by the FDA, but what's really unique about these products is that they're very high-end quality products. They have good manufacturing products, and you're going to pay for what you get and more of that, so, which is phenomenal. So that's really important when you're looking at supplementation and when you're looking into, vitamins, because not all vitamins are created equal as well.
That's right. Not all are created equal. And definitely you want to know what you're taking, because if you're not taking a good thing, then it could be doing the opposite, perhaps, from what you want it to do.
That's right. Yeah, you guys both are right. Exactly. So the menopausal symptoms, obviously I can't really speak for it because I'm not a woman. I don't have the woman part. I don't get through that. But although my wife says, hey, you know, you're going through the what they call andropause. I think it's the opposite of that. I think maybe we'll have another show just talking about andropause. Maybe I'll have Jerry DiRomino. Me and him can probably talk about that.
Yes.
But I'm going to rely on you to talk about the menopause of the symptoms and the experience that you go through. And we'll recommend some products. And, we'll give you guys tips from Aubrey and Dawn. So let's start with you, Dawn. What do you have to say?
All right. So there's this Healthline again. We read from them before. Healthline has an article about 11 ways to naturally reduce the symptoms of menopause. Now, some people might be wondering when menopause happens, and it usually happens in your 40s or your 50s for most women. And it's not like your PMS, which your PMS usually lasts a week, you know. But then again, I'm kind of curious, and I'm going to have Aubrey, you know, give her input, because I'm wondering if it's like they say it's going to last a few years.
Oh,
but
wow.
Have you talked to anybody or have you any knowledge about, like, is that kind of like when it lasts a few years, like when you're, I don't know if you experienced this when you were pregnant, but when I was pregnant, I had like a PMS when I was still pregnant.
Oh, wow.
And it was like magnified. Mm. And so I don't know if that happens to all women. And I'm kind of curious about the menopause, if that, like, if it's just like it says it lasts a few years, if that's like a few years, or if that's like broken up kind of like your period. So it's just like a little bit more intense.
You know,
that's
a great question. I never heard of that. I never had those experiences or been through it, and I feel bad, but I just haven't. But I think every woman is unique, and again, why is my experience that I haven't experienced that is, I mean, well, obviously I'm not there yet. But, I mean, it's the supplementation, I have to say, is what we're going to talk about this evening, is that the supplementation that we talk about, a lot of women will not supplement until they're like, oh, my gosh, I don't feel good. I should start taking something. But if you are already
Doing
to balance out your hormones, then you don't feel it. Like, I don't have those issues. I don't get PMS. I don't get mad. I'm not bloated.
Wow.
I don't have any of those issues at all, because I've always been, you know, proactive in my health, especially with women's health too, because I'm like, okay, this is what I need to do. And so if we're proactive about it, guess what, guys? You may not have those issues either. So I don't know.
Right. So it's kind of like, what do you call that? Like, you know, if osteoporosis and all that runs in your family and you're more likely to get them, you know, why not supplement now? So you know, when you get there, so you don't, you know, get the symptoms, or you can prevent it at least, you know. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Compared to that? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, and even my daughter, you know, who is like 13 years old, it's like, you know, yeah, you know what I mean? They have the PMS or the cramping or whatever, but she knows, you know, hey, a cap of B-complex, a cap of, you know, our calcium plus helps relieve the cramps, or being on a natural anti-inflammatory such as our OPC3, you know.
Yeah.
And as early as 14 years old, you can also, you know, supplement with a product we call Feminine as well. So, you know, there's things that we can do instead of taking a Midol or staying out of school or like her other friends or have horrible cramps. There are things that we can do naturally to support our hormones and all of that. If we're proactive, we could be ahead of it, you know?
Yeah.
Catch it before
it catches us,
right?
Yeah, before it gets to us. Yes, definitely. Now, can you talk more about the Feminine? Like, what's the ingredients in there, and how does that help like, with those ingredients? How do they work together?
Yes. Yes, let's talk about that product. This is a phenomenal product. It's a very unique product. This is an herbal blend. It's called Feminine. It's a female support formula. Women, believe it or not, even teenagers, like 14, 15 years old, can start taking it. This will help not only help with your emotional or the PMS or even menopause. Not only is it for premenstrual syndrome, but also will help with menopause or the changing of the hormones, right? What it is a nice, unique blend, and it helps your female, it helps support your female, helps reduce hot flashes, night sweats. If you are going through the change, it helps alleviate any mild symptoms associated with menopause. It helps stabilize your mood, helps with hormone balance, helps with mild effects of PMS. It also helps with strengthen all your female organs. So believe it or not, in our practice, the Prime Feminine and the OPC3, people say, I'm looking to get pregnant. This would be a product that we would prescribe to our patients to help them get pregnant and they become pregnant. And why is that? Now, I can't, there's no guarantees. This is vitamins and supplementation. But what another trend that I've noticed in the wellness field recently is a lot of supplements going into fertility, you know, all natural ways, herbs too, for fertility, to get pregnant, to balance out your hormone. They were saying, eat these spices and you'll get pregnant. So it's a huge industry, believe it or not. It's like the baby industry. It's so funny, I've done lots of research on it, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
This is an herbal blend that has vitamin E, all kinds of B complex, the folic acid, calcium, and then it has a whole, I want to say over like 10 to 15, you know, different herbs that are going to help. These are all things, when I look up fertility too, this strengthens it. So if you're a woman and you got issues with PMS, if you're a woman and you want to become pregnant, this is for you. If you're a woman and you're at the end of the spectrum, this is for you too. So it's actually a formula from your teens all the way up into 50, 60, 70 years old. You know, it's a great product stages of female life. So yeah, that's one I highly recommend.
That's good to know.
Called Feminine.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I think like compared to a lot of things that I've seen, like, that's actually kind of, I mean, it's not super cheap, not Dollar Tree cheap, you know, but it is like, for what it does, the Feminine is kind of like inexpensive compared to the other products.
Potent.
That's what I've seen.
Yeah, potent. And you mentioned you mentioned about like that. It made me laugh because you mentioned about some hot stuff or hot spicy stuff. They eat them. But I was. That was actually back in the day in India. Actually, there was doing there's some stuff that they're doing like that, you know, spicy stuff they eat. And look how many people are in India. It's like over a billion people. I mean, somebody's doing a serious, Somebody's doing some serious baby making over there, and also China, you know, over a billion. But and also that movie.
Yeah.
I watched the movie. I don't know if you're familiar with the movie Apocalypto with Mel Gibson. I don't know if you've seen that. There was a scene there actually that there was an elderly that did a prank on one of their tribe member that, you know, that they said if you put that hot peppers in their genitalia and they'll make babies and stuff, and he just came running out, and both of them actually came running out of their hut, and it was it was pretty funny. But anyway, yeah, you should see the movie Apocalypto. There's some funny stuff in there, but anyway, so go on.
Yeah.
I just wanted to inject
that in there. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I did a lot of research, too, previous this week, just about, like, herbs and stuff. Some of these herbs, when if you even go on Amazon, you can't find them. Or if it's just one, mm-hmm. you're like, well, it doesn't have this, but it doesn't have that. And you need all of them. And that's what's so unique about it. It's called a nutraceutical. We need all of them working together to get the result that we're looking for. And I was like, okay, what would it take, you know, what are they recommending? And it's really difficult to find something that has all of them together, just like Don said, you know, when you look at the price. But, I mean, really, that price is nothing compared to buying each ingredient individually. And who wants to take, like, 15, 20 different pills, right? This is just two vitamins that you would take a day. Yes. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely what's it. Like, according to this Healthline, it does also say that many women turn to natural supplements, like what we were talking about. And they were talking about eating foods rich in calcium and vitamin D, which I know that you mentioned that your daughter, she takes, like, B complex, the activated B complex food, like, for example, can be found on Shapali.com. It's isotonic form. And she also takes the calcium plus, which the calcium plus has the vitamin D in there, correct, Aubrey? Just so our listeners know.
And the vitamin C or the vitamin D?
The calcium.
Sorry. Yeah, the calcium is outstanding. Yeah, the calcium, believe it or not, guys, calcium is the most difficult supplement to be absorbed into your bloodstream. And our body can only absorb 375 milligrams at once. Now, obviously, and it has to be in the right form. So, obviously, our vitamin, calcium plus, our calcium vitamin, has the vitamin C in it. It has vitamin D3, has a riboflavin, magnesium, sodium, potassium. So, it's all blended so that it will go into your cells and it will be absorbed. So, we normally do one cap in the morning and then one cap in the evening because the dosages have to be split. But that's also going to help balance out your hormones, right? Not only is calcium good for our bones, our muscles, our electrical system, but it also is huge for hormone balance. Very inexpensive supplement. When we do these wellness events live, not all calcium is created equally. It's called the light bulb test. And what is calcium? It is metal, right? What does metal do? It conducts electricity. So what we'll do is we'll take a calcium, let's say from Walmart, Equate, about, you know, whatever that we get from local grocery store. And then we will put the light bulb in there. It will not barely go on. We'll take our calcium isotonic plus, and it will light it up really bright. So that you are getting, it is such a fun experiment, and you guys could do this at home, but you will see that obviously you are what you absorb, and it's isotonic, so it's going straight into your system. It's also balancing out your pH. A lot of our lifestyles, the food we eat, the water we drink, we're very acidic, and this is also going to help balance out your pH, so that you have a more alkaline environment in your system. And that's going to help, too, balance out your hormones and calm down your nervous system and calm down you know, those hot flashes as well. You know, it's a great,
yeah,
great, great product. There's so many different things at once.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So now when you,
yes,
when you you do your light bulb experiment, do you add that calcium plus to water or just like dry?
What we do is, obviously, our product's isotonic, right? So we will make it,
yeah,
like two ounces of water with one cap. So it is the isotonic formula. Now, with,
okay,
with the store brand calcium, we will add it with water, right? Because most people take a pill,
uh-huh,
with water.
And,
yeah, right? That's what you get. Yeah. You are what you absorb. This is actually a live experiment that we do to show why is ours,
wow,
different compared to what's on the market. And not only, I'm just looking at, not only does it support healthy pregnancy and fetal development, helps with body weight, blood sugar levels, blood clotting, PMS, hormone secretion, cholesterol levels, immune functions. It does so many different things. It regulates our enzyme,
yeah,
and hormone production. So feminine, obviously, with the calcium, and we can talk about OPC3 too, is going to help with those issues as well. You know?
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's,
yeah,
that's really, I learned something new today. That's really great. I hope our listeners are listening. You know, if you want a science experiment, grab our calcium,
yeah,
plus@poly.com, and, you know, do a science
test
experiment
it
with yourself or with your kids, you know, with others.
Right.
Really good.
It's not just for women. I mean, the men out there, I mean, if you notice that your you know, your wife or girlfriend is just kind of, you know, off lately, but you might look into like that menopausal,
yeah,
you know, symptoms and get them you know, the supplementation,
yeah,
that Aubrey is talking about.
Yeah,
so
definitely. That's what we were saying too earlier, is that this show might be talking about menopause or PMS, but I sure hope the guys are still tuned in and listening, because, you know, like for Frodo DeSantis over here said, he said that, guys, you notice your girl is like PMSing, give her something, you know, give her some activated B12,
right,
some calcium. Oh, maybe she's just being like, her body is being deprived right now of like those nutritional supplements. I mean, how much is it worth to you to like cut out the eggs, the unnecessary arguments, right? Oh,
right.
What happened because of PMS? So,
mm-hmm, you know, some men out there, you know, that will send their girlfriend or wife to like to go shopping for shoes or something, you know, so to make them feel better. But if they're menopausal, you're not, you know, you're just covering that up when she gets back and try those shoes on and doesn't fit. That's going to be, you know. So don't spend money on shoes. Spend on supplements, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you need to do.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. And just in case some people, we didn't mention it, or some people are wondering, some of the symptoms of menopause is hot flashes,
yeah,
sweat, mood swings, irritability, and tiredness.
Ooh.
So, you know, like, for example, if you notice that you, or say that you're a guy listening, and you notice your woman is like, I'm so hot. Turn on the AC. I'm so hot. I need to cool down, you know. And she's doing that every day, you know. And
yeah,
then the next thing you know, she's like, I'm so cold, I'm freezing, you know.
Yeah.
And she has no fever. Those might be some symptoms of a menopause. And
yeah,
then just maybe,
yeah,
you can be in, like, kind of paying attention. If it's a female listening, pay attention to your body. You know, really pay attention, because, like, sometimes you might think that things are just off. Like, what is wrong with me? Why do I feel like this? I was so, like, you know, cheery a week ago, and
mm-hmm,
this is, like, going on week two, and I'm like, what is going on? You know, it might be this, especially if you're experiencing like the hot flashes, and then the night sweats. It's like, I heard that you feel like you're drenched, almost like you had a fever and then you broke your sweat. You know, like you wake up like that, it's a night sweat. The mood swings can be like, you know, irritability, it can be like, you know, all kinds of mood swing kind of things. So, you know, like we said, we're talking about this because we want people to be able to recognize if they're feeling this way. And also, like, with the moodiness, and I read somewhere that if you feel, like, unexplained sadness, like, if you just feel like you're going to burst into tears and you have no allergies, that could be a sign of menopause, especially if you're close to 40 years old, 50 years old. That can be, like, a sign of early menopause. So if you feel like, you know, depressed, sadness, so can be also some symptoms. So,
Yeah,
and so, you know, you definitely want to try to get some help if you're feeling like that. So that's why we're doing this show, too. Also, when you have, it's common to gain weight during menopause. So I know that I've read before that when you hit 35 years old, your metabolism slows down. So if you see that, like, it says one study of 17,473 postmenopausal women found that those who lost at least 10 pounds of weight or 10% of their body weight over a year were more likely to eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. So this is postmenopausal, that's after menopause, but I'm guessing based on what they said is that that might help you when you're going through menopause to be able to, you know, reduce those hot flashes and if you can lose weight.
So what do you recommend for that?
So for losing weight, I would recommend, of course, you always can talk to your doctor about taking any kind of supplementation. But on Shapali.com, there's a shake called TLS. It's a nutritional shake. It has a bunch of vitamins, including B vitamins, fiber in there, and a lot of protein, like 18 or 19 grams of protein. Comes in chocolate or vanilla flavor. It's not too sweet. It's about 2 or 3 grams of sugar per serving. And, you know, those can actually, protein can help shape your body and help you to, you know, improve your muscle mass, would that be called?
Yep.
Your muscle mass, mm-hmm. and muscle dictates metabolism. So, you know, what's your thoughts on that? What would you suggest with that, Aubrey? Would you also agree with the shakes and would you add anything to that?
Yeah, I think the shake is phenomenal. I mean, a lot of people are breakfast skippers, and I do notice a huge difference. Muscle dictates metabolism, and with TLS, it helps conserve our lean muscle mass. So obviously, this what's unique about this product is that it's high protein, but it's high fiber too, and fiber also helps us lose weight and it keeps us full. I love the shake. I'll take at least one or two a day. Or if I want a sweet treat, I will. I know it's a little bit of a cheat. I know juice is not good, but here's a sweet treat instead of doing ice cream. Is that if you have some orange juice and then take some ice and then put in 2 scoops of the vanilla protein, it tastes like a creamsicle. It is so yummy. So, obviously, yeah, it's really good.
That.
It's probably one of my favorites. And so, obviously,
gonna
the shake's going
to
help you. Yeah, creamsicle. It's called a creamsicle shake, and it's so yummy. So, if I don't have a lot of time, I'll just be like, you know, I'm going to have a creamsicle shake. Or instead of, like, having ice cream or a piece of cake or, you know, something with lots of carbs in it, I will have a creamsicle shake, you know, before I go to bed. It also keeps you full as well and tide you over in the morning. But also, all of our TLS products, you know, are going to help to balance out those hormones. My favorite is the TLS Core. It helps, you know, prevent you from, instead of storing it as fat, it helps you eliminate it. Now, tomorrow, guys, for all our listeners that's even there, we have a special announcement tomorrow. We have a brand new product being launched. It's the Thermochrome V6. It helps with thermogenesis, and it helps speed up your metabolism. It is launched tomorrow. So super excited about this product. It is back and better than ever before. And you can get it tomorrow, believe it or not, on Shopbali.com. So definitely want to let people know about that. It is a game changer when it comes to weight loss. I don't listen to people when they say, oh, you know, your body changes or you have to gain weight. No, guys, you can change it with right supplementation, through exercise. We can get you back on track. to where you want to be, and you can even look better than you did before. You know, anything is possible, for sure.
Yeah, I think I believe that too, because if you notice, just by observation, there's older women that are skinny, and there's older women that are heavy set. So there's got to be something within their genes, or maybe they're taking a supplementation, or you know, I know. Yeah, some like what I said earlier about the protein. The protein helps shape the body too, and it helps like improve your muscle mass. So yeah, definitely. Like if you try it, and also like exercise, you know, that helps, of course. We don't want to say just supplement, but
Now,
Aubrey, it's approaching about 5:30 Central Standard Time right now. Are you able to stay on for another 15 minutes, or do you need to go now?
I could stay for like 10 or 15 minutes, and I gotta cook dinner.
That's good. I have a question about, I know we mentioned about feminine already, but I know that on our previous shows, you mentioned something about like estrogen or some kind of like hormone replacement therapy. It can be kind of like touchy, like that it can have like some side effects. Now, does the feminine have that or no?
No, there's no side effects. I mean, the only side effect is you're actually going to feel better, and you won't want to kill your husband or your significant other. You know,
that's good.
That's a good side effect. So,
it's a good thing.
They might notice if you take it or you don't take it. So, you know, again, like who wants to be in pain once a month, or who wants to be in, you know, discomfort going through this change? You know, why not?
Right.
Why not have complete ease and feel amazing, you know? Is it worth it to you? I think so, you know?
Definitely.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
That's right. Now,
absolutely.
According to Healthline article, it says eat lots of fruit and vegetables. Of course, like, you can eat that, but even a lot of doctors nowadays know that supplementation is necessary because of the food doesn't grow in nutrient-rich soil most of the time. And also, a lot of times people cannot absorb the nutrients from the food that you're eating. So that's also important to supplement. But like what Aubrey mentioned before too, is what kind of supplementation? Because like if you're taking a bunch of pills, it might not be able to absorb into your body compared to the isotonic. So I just want our listeners to be aware of that. And also, according to this article, it says avoid trigger foods. So, like what I mentioned earlier, that people be in tune with their body. I know that if you're not used to it, you know, it you have to get into the practice. And I'm going to let Aubrey talk about this in a little bit too, about like you'll notice that like if you eat a lot of sweets, you're cranky. So what does that mean? It means don't eat a lot of sweets next time. You know, chocolate or brownie or not pot, you know, kind of like that. You know, so like pay attention to what you're eating or drinking, and then if it makes you feel like more hormonal or more like, you know, hot flashes, mood, like I said, hormonal mood swings, night sweats, then you should pay attention to what did I eat today. So maybe you might want to keep a journal or a diary saying this is what I ate today, this is how I felt, so that you can keep track and be like, oh, I used to be able to eat and drink like, you know, 5 or 6 cups of coffee and now I can't, you know. And well, then cut the coffee off or maybe just stop at 2 and see if that works, you know, kind of tweak it. What's your input on that, Aubrey?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to stay focused. What was my input on? Can you?
Any tips for them to be able to detect? Like, you know, maybe some people are not, they don't, when I say be in tune with their body, they might not know what exactly that means. Like, so I try to explain it. If you have another way of explaining it, then maybe in case they didn't catch it, they can catch it from you, catch the wording from you.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm trying to What was the question again? I'm trying to listen to it because there's a lot that was said before that, so I'm trying to track it back. So how do people?
Have you ever had the experience of this, like that? How to avoid the trigger foods?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Trigger foods. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. Because I was thinking about like hormones and vitamins, and then we're talking about the soil. Okay. Yes. Trigger foods. Absolutely. So, yes, when we do the detox and stuff too, but obviously, like, following an anti-inflammatory diet is the way to go. Like, taking, you know, try to cut out dairy, try to cut out, you know, even some meat, try to cut out gluten, right? Because that can have effect on everything else as well. You know what I mean? So those
right.
are some things you want to look
right.
at, you know? And that can help balance out your hormones too, you know. Diet is huge, you know. Diet is really big, and 80% of immune system is in our gut, you know, and it can affect everything else because there's no fences in your body, right? So these are
right.
things that we need to look at as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then,
absolutely.
Another one is so according to Healthline, says that exercise regularly, it says that there's not enough evidence to confirm whether exercise is effective for treating hot flashes and night sweats. However, there is evidence to support other benefits of regular exercise. These include improved energy metabolism, healthier joints and bones, decreased stress, and better sleep. So that's really important to keep, you know, exercise. Walking, jogging, although jogging, there's some research that says jogging is can help, like, you know, it's not necessarily good for your knees. So even just a speed walk, I would suggest, personally, based on my experience, but totally up to you if you want to jog. Those are some ways to be able to elevate, you know, get those exercise in, be able to, you know, benefit from it. And then, it says, eat more foods that are high in phytoestrogens. Phytoestrogens
mm-hmm.
are naturally occurring plant compounds that can mimic the effects of estrogen in the body. Are you familiar with those, like phytoestrogens, Aubrey?
Yeah. Are you saying take it or don't take it?
To, like,
we gotta be really
that you should eat it.
Yeah,
like
there's a lot of controversy over that. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm probably the worst person to ask this question because I had estrogen positive breast cancer. So, yeah, so it's like I do not do hormones. I don't do, like, my last two cancers were hormone based. So, like, when I have thyroid cancer, that's hormone based. You know, if it's too active or too under, that could trigger the cells to do other things. Now, obviously, what people don't know is that there's so much estrogen in skincare and in meat, if it's not organic, and milk. Like, do you see second graders who have boobs? It's because there's way too much estrogen. So I do not let my kids, that's why it took them maybe a little bit longer to develop, but I'm very strict. When they were growing up, everything had to be organic, right? There's
right.
so many, you see men with breast cancer. There's men that have breasts. There's men that
yeah.
have breast cancer.
Yeah.
It's because there's
yeah.
so much estrogen, but it's not, they're chemicals. And it's in the food, it's in the genome. So if you can be organic, but yeah, there are foods that are good for your body, such as, like, sweet potatoes and edamame, or, you know, whole-based plant foods. Like, those are really good for you. But it's the estrogen that are in our beauty products, even cosmetics, skincare, hair care. It's everywhere. And that's what's causing – doesn't cause all breast cancer. I'm just saying we just need to be aware of that. But I would
right.
recommend, like, whole based foods, you know, like the yams and stuff like that. That will help regulate your hormones too. And the other thing too, Dawn, is that it's tricky. It really is tricky. It's because, yes, we do, our estrogen does plummet, you're right. As people go through the page, so they have to, it is better to supplement it with a supplement or changing your diet instead of doing hormone replacement therapy. I don't even know who does hormone replacement therapy anymore. Because, again, there we go. You can put yourself into a situation that could down the road cause trouble. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we have to be very careful about these hormones, because if they're too down or if they're overactive, I know one time people say, oh, you have a belly, or you have too much estrogen, you have an estrogen belly, so be on progesterone, take a progesterone cream. Well, that was right before I got diagnosed with thyroid cancer. So you got to be very careful.
Wow.
Oh, take an HGH cream. There's this HGH cream that was really hot by this one company. It was all over Facebook. And I'm like, oh, I'll do anything to be skinny. I want to be skinny. If these people are losing weight, I want to be skinny too. Well, I did the HGH cream. Well, 6 months later, I have breast cancer. So I'm not saying there's different things that cause cancer, but when it comes to that, we have to be very, very careful with it. Do not take, if you see fads or people say, just take this, well, how do you know? You know, if I could go back and change it, I would, but I can't. You know, and I'm only 41, so, right? What are you going to do?
Right.
Sorry.
That's right.
I'm going to kill the mood.
No, that's good that you're letting our listeners know, I didn't even know this. Estrogen in skincare, you know. So, like, yeah, be careful with getting too much estrogen because... And like what Aubrey said, there is, like, you know, men do get breast cancer, you know.
Yeah,
so,
they do.
When I was doing research on menopause, I came across this article. I don't remember where it was, but it was, like, it talked about HRT, and it had, like, a disclaimer there saying you might get this and you might get this and you might get this. So it's, like, all about weighing the pros and the cons, you know. So definitely, that's good that you shared that with us. Now, I know that you need to go, so we're going to wrap up the show, too, for what we need to do later. But we're glad that we were able to do this show. Do you have any last words, Aubrey, that you'd like to share about what we have talked about?
Yeah, absolutely. I would just, again, I just recommend... You know, be proactive with your health, you know, get on a great high-quality supplement, you know, try some of these things. If you have any challenges with PMS or going through a change, why not give it a shot, you know, to create ease with your body? And, try some of these great products, eat whole-based, you know, plant foods, and, again, supplementation, exercise, and good healthy food is going to help you get back on track to where you want to be, so you don't even have these effects. So,
all right. Thanks for coming aboard again. We'll do this again next week. Once again, that was Aubrey Luke talking about, and Dawn, actually, most of you guys talked about that, because I didn't have nothing to put in there, because I'm a man. I mean, I do have man boob, but I don't think that's the same.
Well, maybe you remember your mom talking to
I don't know. So anyway, my sisters, my mom, and all are going through all the menopausal stages. But anyway, we'll do this again. Thanks, Aubrey, again, once again. This is Frodo, the Centrist, and Block Talk Radio, and my co-host, Lady D. Thanks, Aubrey, for coming on board.
Thank you.
Yes,
all right. Bye.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, I think we got a... No, that's right. You can do it right there.
All right. Once again, you guys can go to Shapali, Shopaly.com to find out more about the products we talked about on this show. Have a great day. Bye.